It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. So we have to get this music changed because we always get notice from the WWE people about using their scene or music. So, and the One-on-Ones will be the fill-in shows in most cases. Because we have the late night with DP and Harrison. We have that thing going. So a lot of the one-on-one stuff on Saturdays and Sundays, we'll have to change the music because they send us a little legal notice every time that...
Just promoting wrestling.
Come on. Hey, man. It's like, come on. We're shouting you out. We're saying it's courtesy of the WWE. We're actually giving you credit. But, yeah, it's fine. You understand this. From the text line, Eric and Lincoln says, possessions will be at a premium. As Michigan will try to make this a boring between the hedges game, maybe get four possessions in the first half. Biff going to run the ball. Yeah, Biff, I am team Biff. Biff looks like a dude I can hang out with. Now, there's something to be said that as a head coach, he's 7-16. And Nebraska doesn't want to, I don't think you want to lose your coach at 7-16. I think if Biff was here at Nebraska, he would be a hero. There would be statues of him. He's that kind of guy, that kind of coach. But he needs to take a loss Saturday. You know, all that being said, he was in Charlotte at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, when Matt Rhule was with the Panthers. And he told the story that the very first call he got when he got the UNC Charlotte head coaching job was Matt Rhule welcoming him to Charlotte. He also spoke to, like, He's friends with Ron Brown and Bill Bush. He coached Dana Holgerson's son previously, so at St. Francis in Pennsylvania. So Biff is a likable guy.
We'll see if he has he's a big guy and he wears cutoff sleeves often. Know, so we'll see if he rolls with that. At Michigan, I think he's done less than when he's at Charlotte. But
yeah, it's a different kind of Biff. I mean, again. And they told the story of how that his older brother got to name him. That's why he was named Biff. That his older brother, when they were kids, his little brother was, when he was young, his parents asked, and they came up with some other name that they were going to offer him. And they said, no, we can't go with that. It'll be Biff. Maybe Spike or something. Like from the text line as well, my prediction, and it's not rooted in being a hater, in quotes. Rayola would do well early. Then Michigan will adjust and Rayola will struggle. He will have 2+ turnovers and the chatter for the backup will get louder. Hope I'm wrong because I want the Husker breakthrough. Bach, what are your thoughts about that?
Certainly could be possible. I mean, I think it's, like we said, this is a toss-up game. And so naturally you want to optimistically lean toward, well, the Huskers, I can see it happening that way. Well, Michigan could very well come in and win this game and maybe win it by 14, 17 points if it gets out of hand. But that's what's possible. Now, the other part is again, the backup. We just mentioned this during the break. TJ Lateef would look significantly different against Michigan than he did against Akron or Houston Christian.
Yep.
When you have all the best players on the field on your side and, and you're running offense or whatever against a lesser defense, you can put up some good numbers. And he has. I mean, he's been impressive. I'm not saying he hasn't, but it's a whole nother animal to play Michigan. So I hope people are, I get it. The backup quarterback's always popular. if you don't see Dylan's progress, you don't see, you know, the fact that he's basically the face of the university, the offense, you know, the offensive coordinator, ties there with Dana Holgorsen and all that, I can't really help you. I mean, TJ Lateef could be, you know, phenomenal. And I hope he is one day. But there's no reason for any sort of quarterback chatter. I don't think at this point, if it gets to a point where Dylan throws four picks or something like that, then maybe you start to get into that conversation. I've been saying that, you know, it might be possible to have a package or two in there for him, but we've kind of thought that about Heinrich Harburg going into the season. We haven't seen much of that yet. Maybe they're waiting for Michigan, but I think he might be particularly effective. And again, this is not a Dylan TJ thing. It's just more difficult with, 10 yards to go toward the goal line to guard an offense that has a dual threat quarterback because of RPOs and stuff.
Well, we always, as a staff, most of the staffs we've been on, we have to remind ourselves not to out fancy ourselves. That if Dylan Raiola is the best decision maker on your team with the ball in his hand, then in the most critical moments, the ball needs to be in his hands. Don't put somebody else into that situation because you don't know, right? Dylan has, he has a firm grasp of the speed of the game at that point. Now, there is some benefit to being outside the window looking in. You may see some things that Dylan can't see from the sideline, but different types of players. If you're in that situation that if you need a ball pulled, in that particular case, I would still rather it be Dylan Raiola than Harburg or Lateef. In a critical game, critical mass, making that decision, yeah, I would keep my best player on the field. Cigar Guest says this, the O-line is absolutely the key to this game. Raiola doesn't do well under pressure. He needs a clean pocket. I mean, I think that's a fair statement across the board.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is kind of the test for the offensive line too. Again, there's been some, they've looked solid so far, but I just kind of go back. I mean, these are the games. We circle Michigan for a reason. This is the type of defensive front that might give the offensive line some fits, and they're going to have to be able to adjust. And hopefully, like we know, they've settled in on a left tackle. They had some battles going on early with that. Hopefully there's enough continuity there, but this is, you know, the offensive line can be pretty good, and it has been for a long time from now, since the pipeline days. But generally, there have been three or four games against top-level competition where it's a little bit more difficult. That's not a Nebraska thing. That's an everybody thing. So the offensive line is going to have to play their best ball this week, definitely. And it is funny because I keep going back and forth on if you give me one key, is it offensive line or defensive line? But I do stay in the trenches like you were saying earlier.
Well, I think the line is that it has to be the O-line because it protects the most valuable asset. Like the D-line, it brings a gang to the club, right? The D-line has some support in the back. Dylan, that front line for Dylan, you've got a star in the club. Like you've got a star in the club. If Michael Jackson walked in the club, he needs some dudes. Ain't no point of having Michael if you can't protect him. Right. So that's part of the deal. And I think that's that's important in the facet that, one, the offensive line protecting Dylan, but two, being able to be productive in long series. This is where film study gets in, because you start to find, okay, in what situations does Michigan defensive front struggle, right? And sometimes it's point of attack, double team, making linebackers. And look, their linebackers are set up to have success. Houseman's set up to be protected. But if you don't protect Houseman, you understand that in getting him in space sometimes puts him at disadvantage. You can go behind Houseman. Now, you don't want to go directly behind Houseman. You need to go at angles behind Houseman to his blind spots. Then you're relying on a safety, and then, you know, it's timing. But those are things. On film, there are spaces you can attack Michigan. Can you win the two-on-one blocking battles up front? That's, I want to tell you how simple that is, but it's also your ability to have patience, to give that time, as they say, it's just like medicine. Give it time. It'll work. If I'm constantly if I'm sending two people at you, six, seven plays in a row, your intensity and your intention to be effective wanes with the number. First time, you know what? You're going to man up and you're going to two-hand this thing and you think I'll be just fine. Second time, maybe the same thing. Third time, you know what? This is getting on my nerves. Fourth time, fifth time, you know what? I need y'all to give me some help, because these two dudes are leaning on me, and it's a problem. But the same thing applies for Michigan, that they may decide, you know what, we're going to two-on-one some of these Nebraska bigs up front and force these linebackers to make plays. That's the game within the game. That's how the game will be played out. And then, quite frankly, if I send two people at you six times in a row, and then you start to expect double team, the one time you don't double team and you send somebody to the next level to go get Houseman, right? We send Rocco at Houseman, one-on-one, simple put. That's when Emmett breaks one. That's when you break one. Or you spin Houseman around one time, right? He gets a one-handed tackle attempt instead of being able to come wrap up. Oh, now we got a house party. So all of these things are in play. It's just a matter of how Dana decides he wants to attack. It's how Bullock wants to be sound defensively. And then, quite frankly, making plays, right? Ultimately, for all the scheme, for all the X and O, players have to make plays. And I think this is different this year, that we have some level of comfort in Nebraska's defensive players being able to make plays, right, to get guys to the ground, and for Nebraska's playmakers to make plays. We actually kind of feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we kind of feel like, you know what? Emmett on the edge has a chance. Ja'Cory Barney on the edge. Wait a minute. Dane Key could actually, wait a minute. We have some dudes, right, that Luke actually can play make in between the hash marks. It's different, but we need to see what it's like against Michigan. And that's the difference. That's why this week is so intriguing. That's why it's so important. Can you be effective and get the job done, make the play that needs to be made against Michigan? We know you could do it against Akron. We know you could do it against Houston Christian. You got it done against Cincinnati. Can you do it? Can you do the things that you've done consistently well so far? Can you do them against Michigan? And the answer won't be known until Saturday night. We'll go to break. We'll close out the first hour of One-on-One.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.